there. It is so good to see you today from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Virginia Chung. I want to thank you for joining us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. By executive order, President Obama is expected to end restrictions on federal funding of human embryonic stem cell research. That's going to happen today. Many believe that embryonic stem cells hold the key to medical breakthroughs, but opponents argue that destroying embryos to extract the stem cells destroys human life. Circuit City powering down for good. That means more than 34,000 employees are out of work. The company filed for bankruptcy in November and couldn't work a deal out to survive. At one time, it was the second biggest electronics retailer in the country. Parishioners in Maryville, Illinois, attended a memorial service Sunday evening for Pastor Fred Winters. He was gunned down during a Sunday morning service. Police say a 27-year-old man walked in during the service, walked right up to the pulpit, and then opened fire. The suspect has been hospitalized with what police are calling very serious injuries. The gunman's motive remains a mystery. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown visited a Northern Ireland military base where a pair of gunmen killed two soldiers on Saturday. Brown is vowing the Saturday night attack will not derail the peace process. The troops are the first British soldiers to be killed in Northern Ireland in 12 years. Brown is also meeting local political leaders today. An ominous warning from North Korea to the rest of the world. Pyongyang says it will treat any outside interference on a planned satellite launch as an act of war. U.S. and South Korean officials say North Korea is planning to test fire a long-range missile by pretending to launch a satellite into space. Officials say the missile has enough range to strike Alaska or Hawaii. We'd like to invite you to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from all around the world. We, of course, will have updates for you right here throughout the day.